Thank you, Ralph. Hi, Dawson. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, partner. I appreciate you for asking. So my name is David, and I'm the director here in charge of the state of Indiana. Let's see what we can go ahead and get going for your D.C. lawn and landscaping.
All right.
All right. So, Ralph, all right, so let me take a look at his notes. Okay, I see what he's doing here. You got a new in business credit. So what that one is, he's sending you over so I can apply that credit for you and kind of discuss the program and the listing and how it works. Now, he does a great job of outlining at least what I call the basics of the program. But do you have any questions for me right now on how the program works or what we can do for you?
Not really. I mean, I guess, what is it? You guys just probably make a website, I'm guessing, and advertise it on the Google or...
Yeah, so check it out. It's really cool what we actually do for your business, right? So you think about whenever you're shopping or you're looking for restaurants near you or, you know, even services or stores, right? You go to Google and you'll type in restaurant near me or, you know, plumbing store near me, things like that, right? You'll get some options that show up on the first page. It'll have click to call, website, or maybe even schedule an appointment, right? So those listings right by the local map section, there's certain restrictions for these listings. You have to be from the local area is one of them, and there has to be a listing that's actually available because obviously for the first page, not everybody fits. There's only four options available. So you can't – obviously we wouldn't be able to just sell it to everybody that's you and the next guy and the next guy because, I mean, there's going to be landscaping businesses in that area that's just going to be too many, right? I'm sure that makes sense. So with that being said, that's what we're offering you today. That's the listing that's available. Now, with these exclusive listings, there is different packages that we put together for these exclusive listings to help businesses gain that foothold, get that solid digital footprint, and at the same time, be able to show up on all these search results in their local radius, right? So we set up what's called a geofence, and we corral the customers in that area. So that way, whenever they're accessing the Google, they're accessing Meta, Bing, you know, Apple, Siri, Alexa, all these good things, you're going to show up as first page placement. Now, there's other things like Google ads, sponsored ads. Those are available at all times. You know, our company's been around for 20 years, so you can call us at any time and set up Google ads. But these exclusive listings by the local map, these are the ones that are, like I said, exclusive. These are the ones that are limited, right? So with this plan here, with DC Lawn and Landscaping, what I do is I go ahead and I look in the area. Now, are you doing hardscaping as well? Is it just landscaping? Are we doing tree trimming?
Hardscaping, lawn care, landscaping. I can do small tree trimming. I'm just not insured for like big, you know, big trees.
Okay. Sponsored trimming. Okay, so we're doing trimming, but not removal. I mean, if you are going to do removal, it'd be smaller. So, I mean, you're willing to take the call on a tree removal, but just depending on the type of tree is would be.
Right. And say it's out in the middle of nowhere, no, liabilities, anything, you know, you can.
Yeah, no structures, no power lines, things like that. You wouldn't have to worry. You could just get the wedge going and get them down, right? And take the roots out.
Right. Yep.
Okay. So that makes sense. Yeah. And the reason why I ask is what we do is we get all the services that you provide, right? Like I would want you to tell me anything and everything you provide. And then what we're going to do is pinpoint your specialties and we're going to pinpoint the things that are more profitable, obviously, so we can direct marketing towards those areas. But at the same time, we want to use all of your services so we can generate more keywords and phrases that you're going to be found under, right? Because if you're listed under two, then that's going to be a lesser audience versus if we're listed for six. Makes sense, right? Because, I mean, you have more opportunity with more keywords and phrases. So that's why we always want to get all of the list of services, and then we let the AI generate the most things that are being used in your area. That way we're able to direct them to you.
Okay.
That's a good one. All right. Looks like we got a few good services in there now. Okay.
Well, yeah, I've talked to a few different companies, I believe. I'm sure they're different companies trying to get on Google, but it's just so they've been trying to overcharge, I feel like, which I know is something they might have to do, you know, whatever. But I just said, you know, I can't afford that right now being such a small business. So it all just depends on the pricing, really.
I got you. I hear you. So I can get down to the pricing now. what I was doing was applying those discounts. Now, I went ahead and I sent you over, it's a quick link to the pricing page on our website. So that way, the package that I'm going to go over with you, if you have any questions or anything like that, it'll have all the features there. You'll be able to see, you know, exactly what that package is about. And it's directly off our website, right? So it'll have some other cool accreditations there. But anyways, so going forward, what we always have is for the local map section, that listing itself without any extra features or package items, you'd be looking at a flat rate of $199, right? Now, there's no setup fee for that one. It would also give you call tracking. That would activate you across, you know, Google, Bing, and it would give you all the searches. So that's going to be desktop. It'll be mobile devices, you know, Siri, Alexa, all those good things. Now, here's what I'd like to do for your company, Dawson, and here's the reason why. We really want to gain a traction and a foothold in your community. So when you look at the website that I sent, you're going to see a package down at the bottom that says local SEO plus Facebook. All the way to the right, you'll see most popular. Now, that one is on our website, and it goes to the established businesses at $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup. But here's the deal, Dawson. From the $1.99, what I'm able to do for the new businesses is we always want to lower the amount of investment so we can open the window for return on investment. Because without results, it makes no sense for you to be with us, right? So if I bury you at 600, it's hard to come out, right? Especially in month one. We want to make sure that we're not doing that. So I'm able to lock you in at a flat rate of $249, right? So that's $50 more than the $199. But here's what it's going to encompass for you. Right out the gate, I can tell you I'm going to throw $100 worth of Facebook advertisements right on top of that we're going to run and market and promote for you right off your business profile. The other thing we're going to do is buy out a domain for you, and we're going to go ahead and build out that website. So that way, when we're on the front page of Google, we are competing with the big boys in the area. It's all going to be about presentation, and we want to make sure we have a good one, right? So now on top of that, we're also going to give you a top 5 directory submission package, as well as 60-plus local directories in your area. Now, the top 5 submission is going to be Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. Apple, you will be activated on Maps, Siri searches, and Safari. So you're going to be found on all assets of Apple, whether they're on an iPad or a phone, or they're searching in their vehicle, right? Same thing with the Amazon and Alexa devices. With Bing, we will handle all your initial content creation, and that Yelp subscription, it's on us. If you've ever worked with Yelp before, you'll know you get a lot of business, especially when it comes to lawn and landscaping. That's only going to be about 2% of lead generation when it comes to us, because the biggest thing here is all the customers that are just going to be searching right off their phones in Google, right?
I got it.
Now, what we do is we retarget them in the Facebook world. So I'm sure retargeted ad has happened to you without you knowing, but you've wondered about it because you're scrolling through and you're seeing these ads of companies in your area. You're like, dude, how did my phone even know that I was looking for that stuff earlier? Or we were talking about it, right? You're like, why are these ads showing in front of me? It's retargeted technology, and we do that for your business. We do them inside the corralled area. So we will actually focus in with these geofences on areas that are more specific to you that you would like, right? So say we have this 50-mile radius. It doesn't mean you have to have the ping in the middle and a circle around you. If you would like to move more north, more northwest, we adjust that radius to your liking to make sure that we're targeting the areas that you'd like to work in. And obviously going to be more profitable because these are where you want to perform your services, right? If you're in a country club versus in an urban area, you're going to see price difference and also customer difference. Am I right? I'm sure you've experienced that. So we make sure that we're targeting in the areas that are going to be profitable for you. So when somebody's getting out of the office, when somebody's in their bedroom, you know, and they're scrolling and they're looking for these services, you're showing up front. Now, probably the coolest part of all this is going to be your Google Business Analytics dashboard. Now, what that does for you, since we're our Google partner, we are allowed to allot our business partners access, which is the owners, and you guys are going to see all the behind-the-scenes action, which is going to be all the keywords and phrases you're listed for. You'll be able to see where they're searching you from. You're also going to have the CRM service with your answering services that's going to be able to track all of your new phone calls, new customers. So when they call you, they're going to hear something like, thank you for calling DC Lawn and Landscaping. Press 1 for a new customer and press 2 for existing customers. Those greetings are always customizable as well. And what you'll get while you're working is a ping on your phone. It'll say new local lead. You'll get that information filtered, or you have the option of taking that call live, right? These are some of the conveniences that we allot because we understand being on the first page of Google is going to mean increased phone calls. You know. Now, with that being said, go ahead.
Sorry. Is this all with the 240 a month?
249 it is. It's all encompassed in one. Now keep in mind, this is a $600 package. That's why it has all of these features in it. The reason why we have it to you right now at 249 is because you're new in business credit. So we applied the new one 25, and hence it's why you're also, you're on the line with me. They transferred you over because I'm the only one that can apply those credits for the new in business.
Okay.
Yeah, so when it comes down to this listing in particular, let's see. Let me pull this up real quick. I just want to search and see how many times your lawn and landscaping was actually searched in your area. I can pull all this up. I have analytics. It's real cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, but what I was telling you about while I do this search for you real quick, I was telling you about the call tracking. Because honestly, Dawson, it's a good deal, man. Like when you're getting those phone calls during the day, you got to make sure you're able to filter them, right? Because one question that we do got to ask right out the gate is, you know, say you do decide to take this listing today and you lock it in. When you're getting the increased phone calls, I mean, you're going to be able to handle the business, right? That's something you can take on right now?
Yes. Yeah, I can always. Yeah, I got some extra help and I can always hire more if needed.
Great. Great. That's what we like to hear. Yeah, I mean, it even comes down to, like you said, if you're needing to filter out some of the work, I mean, the biggest thing is, I mean, you get those phone calls, you're the guy that's getting the work first, and you're handing it out to somebody instead of somebody bringing it to you, right? Customers are looking for you.
Right.
All right, I just want to pull up your service area real quick and give a couple searches. So we have Roan, Indiana. Okay. And that's going to be home-based for you, right?
Oh, yeah, in Roan.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so this is what we got here. So it looks like, we're in the spring, so yeah, that's why this is, it went hotkey 38 days ago, which means that right out the gate of hotkey means it had over 1,500 searches. So this one had 1,924 searches in the past 30 days within just 15 miles of Roan, Indiana. Yeah, well, when you look at, okay, so you look at a TOS Lawn, and it's showing me some of the guys that are getting these hits. TOS Lawn and Landscape, Hoffman Nursery and Landscaping, Hills Lawn Care and Landscaping. You know these guys?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure these guys, they got 40 hours a week. They probably have crews that are out there working every day, you know, because that's what it's looking like, at least in the presentation online. But you'll see website, click to call, you know, two of these guys have direction. It tells me they may have a brick and mortar. What we do for a lot of our landscaping, locksmith guys, I mean, we realize for landscaping, you guys don't have customers coming in to buy service from you. You're servicing them, right? So a lot of our landscaping companies, they don't want their address to be shown, so we can mask that for you guys, right? Obviously, we'd have to have an address on file to set up the Google Business Profile, but we can mask it from actually being shown. It'll show a red ping and where you're located at generally, but it won't show an actual pinpointed address. Does that make sense?
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so, you know, we're able to do these things and adjust these Google listings to make sure that when your business is promoted, it's shown the right way, and if you don't want anybody showing up at your doorstep, you know, we're not going to give them directions. Makes sense, right?
Right, yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Hey,
okay.
I'm definitely interested in this. Is there any way I could call back and purchase it in, I would say, a week? Problem is funding right now, but will this deal still last a week, you think?
See, that's a good question, Dawson. And remember how we were talking about at the beginning, so we can always set up like Google ads and things like that. That's not a problem. The biggest thing is going to be that Google Maps section. That's one that's exclusive, like when it comes to these package deals, right? Because it's a listing that we're actually selling that goes along with the package that we promote for it. Now, in a week or two, we'd definitely be able to still put together, you know, your Google ads, and you'd be in the sponsor section for the areas you want to work and still show up under those keywords and searches, right? But when it comes to like websites and package deals, unfortunately, those are a little bit exclusive because once we fill that one, we're not allowed to work with anybody else. And that's not really just us or me, just some rule we made. Google has these rules and guidelines for their partners. There's only 40 partners across the nation, right? To equate that, that's 3%. So if we don't follow them, we'll lose our license, which we don't want to do because we've been in business with these guys 20 years. And if you look up our company, we're literally right next door. We're in Orange County, California, right here in Fountain Valley. Yeah, so that's one thing that, yeah, we don't jeopardize. I mean, if it's open, absolutely great. We'll fill it. We'll definitely give you that, you know. But with the hotkeys in the area, and since we are calling the owners, obviously, today, usually this one fills in about 5 to 6 calls, just depending, right? So let me see what I have right now, if I have anybody else in line.
Okay.
It looks like I only have 2 callbacks right now for this actual listing. But like I said, Dawson, I mean, let me send you an email, and because at the end of the day, we can always set up Google Ads. I mean, that's not a problem. It's just these exclusive listings. But let me get an email address for you, Dawson.
Let me think. How much? Didn't you say there was a cheaper package?
Yeah, the one for $199. So the way that one works is, it would give you all the Google listings. It would give you your local map section. And the benefit of that is you lock in your spot, right? And you lock in your spot and say, you know, in a week or 2 weeks, you call me, you're like, hey, you know what, Dave? I have that extra 50. Can we upgrade to the next plan? And I can still do that for you and then encompass everything. But the biggest thing is you locked in the spot. So that package is available to you, right? That makes sense?
Okay. So is that the absolute cheapest one to get locked in?
Man, that really is. That's straight bottom dollar, okay. Like no setup fee right out the gate. I mean, that's absolute lowest.
Okay. Oh, is there any obligation? Like, let's just say I try it out for 1 month or so, you know, say I cancel or want to cancel. Is there any fee to cancel or anything that's going to?
Thank you. That's a good question, Dawson. So, yeah, I can go over the cancellation terms with you. Now, before any types of transaction process, we always do what's called a voice verification. And in there, it goes over your agreement, the amounts, and at the very end, it goes over cancellation. And I'll tell you exactly what it says verbatim. So what that states is if you would like to cancel for any reason, all you do is you contact us 3 days before your next billing date, and you will not be charged. We're a true month-to-month service. We look at earning and retaining your business by just what I said, earning it, showing you the hard work, right? Showing you what we do for you, and that's what's going to keep you here. If we're not doing nothing for you, you're going to walk on us, right? Now, I will say we have 90% customer retention ratio over 20 years. That's very good. Me, myself, I have the highest retention ratio when it comes to customers because I'm upfront with you guys. You know, before I even ask for any card info, I do the voice verification so that way you understand everything. And then we'll actually take the card info and go to payments and things like that. But I'm really particular because I want you guys to understand how this works. So I want you to understand the benefits. And at the end of the day, I want to be able to grow with you guys, right? And my position here, when I come to being the director, it's about helping businesses grow. And that's why when you look at these plans on our website and you see one price, that's not the price that every company is going to pay, right? Now, if we're working with another, you know, Inc. 400 company, Inc. 500, and it's, you know, a franchise company and we're doing bunch of different locations and things like that, it's probably going to be $600 a month, right? I mean, just depending. Right. But for Dawson at DC Lawn and Landscaping, it would not be practical for me to bury you at that type of monthly fee. You know what I mean? It's not going to work for us. So we attach our discount codes, and that's what our mapping coordinator does in the pre-qualification. If he sees you guys actually qualify for him, he'll get you over to me, and then I'll go ahead and verify it, and then I'll be able to attach them. And, you know, that's what we did for you.
All right. Okay. I guess I've sat here and thought about it. I'm just going to say, screw it. I think I want to do the $250 package. What all do we have to do to set that up?
All right. So first, before we go into, I'm going to continue getting some services. I want to make sure that I have everything down for you because at the end of the day, like I said, that's going to generate a lot of searches for us. So I have landscaping, hardscaping, lawn care, small tree trimming, and then I have tree removal, but I know we talked about that one. That's going to be dependent on tree size, right? Okay.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
Let's see. Are you working with pavers? You do pavers? Do you do plant installation?
Yeah, I do. Pavers, plant installation, retaining walls. We do a little bit of tile, like drain tile or piping, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Obviously mowing and lawn care, trimming bushes, debris removal,
spring cleanups.
We clean out spring cleanups. Yep.
Okay.
Clean out gutters. I don't know if that's an option.
Yep.
I guess you can, okay, you can keep asking me now, I guess, if you want.
Okay. Spring cleanups. Let me just get all these down. Gutter cleanups. All right. We're doing like, obviously it's under the landscaping, but we would still want to list things maybe like, mulch, lava rocks, wood chips.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Gravel or stone, anything like
there
that.
Okay, there we go. Now we got a wide array. We got landscaping, hardscaping, lawn care, small tree trimming, tree removal, pavers, plant installation, retaining walls, drain tile, piping, mowing, lawn care, debris removal, spring cleanups, gutter cleans, mulch, lava rocks, wood chips, gravel stone installations.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good there.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we're going to go into hours of operation. What are we doing Monday through Friday?
Let's see. Usually about
right on the first page of Google, so.
Okay. 8 a.m. to, 5th thing. I have a full-time job right now, and I have to work at 2 p.m., so I guess I should probably put 2 p.m. on there, really, but I guess I still answer.
Well, remember,
you
still have answering services. Yeah, if you're going to do the 249 and you're at work from 2 to 5, you know what I mean? If you're going to close your say you put 8 to 5, right? Normal business hours, 8 to 6. After 2 p.m., any calls will be directed straight to your answering service at that 249. They'll be able to filter all your new local leads, and you follow up with them, right? So if you see something coming in, hi, hey, we need it, you know, today or whatever, and it comes in, you see it on your phone. I mean, those are a little bit of conveniences we talked about, right? So that way you don't got to close down shop at 2. You know, you're still able to kind of generate some more business. But at the end of the day, it's whatever you feel fit, Dawson.
Sure. Gosh, I'm sorry. I was just thinking about something else. Can you?
Yeah, no, it's okay. No worries.
Can you rerun that a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. No, what I was saying is, so your hours of operation, right? So you were saying 2 p.m. because of your other job, but
okay.
Keep in mind, if we list 2, you're probably going to stop getting calls at 2, whereas if we list 5 at the 249 plan, you're going to have answering services. Let them go to work for you. They're going to answer. They'll filter your local leads. You'll still take the call. You'll still have those local leads. At the end of every week, whatever you missed, you're actually going to get an update that'll say, hey, you had this many local leads this week, you know, and you'll, oh, shoot, I had 7. I only called 5. Where did those other 2 go? You log back in, get the information, boom, right? You're able to get all that.
Okay. Yeah, probably, I guess, 8 to 5 or 8 to 6 maybe then.
Yeah, that'll work.
Probably 8 to 6, okay. Might as well.
And Saturdays?
Yeah, Saturdays the same time. Really, I mean, sometimes I do work on Sundays as well. I don't know if that's an option on there.
No, yeah, I mean, your hours are definitely going to be your option. You know, if you want to do so right now, I got Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6. And then depending on what you're wanting to do, Sunday appointment only, or if you're wanting to, you know, regular business hours, that's, you know, just your call.
Appointment only, yeah, if that's available.
Yeah, appointment only would be great. That's a good one for Sundays because that says you can still take calls. People aren't going to be scared to call you, things like that. And you're willing to schedule services on a Sunday if you have to for them, right? So that's flexibility for customers. All
right.
So Sunday appointment only. Now we're going to work the 50-mile radius. Now, is there anywhere inside of that radius that you would rather not retarget? Or is there any area specifically that you want to make sure that we are retargeting?
Obviously, all of Fort Wayne, I'd like to target. We can do Let's see. Roanoke, a boy, Dunfee, Raber, Huntington, North of Manchester, Wabash, Andrews. Sorry if I'm going too fast. You can let me know.
No, you're good. I'm on Andrews right now.
Okay, Rowan, obviously. We can do Marion, LaFontaine, or LaFontaine, however you say it. I guess we can do Hunter Town as well.
All right.
Columbia City.
Columbia City.
Sorry, and that should be the last one.
All right, so I have all of Fort Wayne. I have Roanoke, Abbott, Dunfee, Raver, Huntington, North Manchester, Wabash, Andrews, Roan, Marine, LaFontaine, Huntertown, and Columbia City.
Yep.
Perfect. All right. Hours of operation, we have Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6, and Sunday appointment only.
Right. Yep.
Now, do you currently have a Facebook business profile up and running?
It's like, it's not a business page, but it's just a profile. But, yeah, I have one.
Okay. But it's for the business?
Correct. Yeah, it's all just the business.
Okay, perfect. So what we would do with that is you would promote us just to be a manager for that one. So that way we're able to get in there throughout the month, and we're going to use that $100 ad spend. We're going to be able to update any marketing, any promotions. All you're going to have to do is through your phone, shoot us over some logos, maybe information on any promotions you're running or any marketing efforts you want us to push. And we're going to be doing that towards your peak service hours as well as your peak services, right? So when we talk about your peak service, out of all your services, I mean, which one would you say is, I mean, your bread and butter, this is what we're looking to do day in and day out? Is it going to be that landscaping, number one, hardscaping?
Probably the lawn care and then
okay.
Landscaping
lawn care.
Second, I would say. That's what we're
okay.
kind of
lawn care
right
and
now.
Landscaping. All right. Let me just move the order of this one over here. Right, landscape, hardscape, lawn care, phones, all right. Okay, so now the next thing I'm going to go over before we go into our voice verification is I'm going to go over some timelines with you, right? Because obviously there's a lot going on, so I want to go over some very realistic numbers. That way you know exactly when everything's set to play out for you, right?
Right.
All right, so right out the gate, right now you're locking in your spot, right? So the very first thing you're going to get is going to be your email with your calendar invite for your client onboarding call. Now that's going to be a 30-minute call, and let me see. I might have some. Let me see what I got for today. We are. So we're in California. You're in Indiana. Let me see what time you got right now.
It is 4:32 p.m. Okay, yeah.
And over here, we're at 1:32. So if I put, I have a slot opening at 4 p.m. It's about 3 hours. So I'd put you about 7 p.m. at your time. Would that work for you?
Yeah, it should work, I would say.
Okay, perfect. So then what I'll do is that's going to be day one and three. We're taking care of it right after day one. We're going to do your onboarding call so that way we can move on to the next objectives, right? So day one and three is your onboarding call. After that, we move to day 5 to 7. What you get here is you're going to get access to your reporting dashboard, which honestly, right after we process transactions, you're going to get automatic login infos. And then that's not live yet until your directory submissions go live. And those go live day 5 to 7 as well. So that's your Yelp.
Okay.
Bing. That's your Apple, all those directories we talked about, right? So all those are live between day 5 to 7, and the dashboard is now live as well. We move on to day 7 to 14. Within day 7 to 14, your website is now up and running, and your Facebook ads are ready to be pumped out and being retargeted right there in your areas, right? So we're looking at generating business right out the gate. Now, by the time we pass day 14, all of your main services are rolled out and up and running. Now we're looking at day 45. We're going to see our listings getting first page placement, where our rankings are going to continue to increase over time, and you're just going to have that continuous reporting and ongoing review and customer support. Now, here at Customer Support, that 1-877 number, it's 24/7. Any day of the week, okay, at all times. You always have support. And me, I'm in office every day from 9 to 6 p.m. your time. 9 a.m., okay, 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So you always be able, nice, to get a hold, okay, of me. I just take a lunch from 1:15 to 2, right? My extension is 4574. But really, those are very, very realistic timelines. And like I said, since we are month to month, we look to beat those numbers every day, right? So that way you can actually see, man, these guys, they put in the work for me. And that's what, all makes, right, the difference is results. Okay, great. So now we went over that timeline. Next thing we want to do is going to be our voice verification. Now, before we take any card info, this one I was telling you, we're going to outline the program, let you know exactly how everything works. If you have any questions, just let me know so I can clear it up for you, and I make sure you have that firm understanding. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, I guess there's just one question. How long does it take, you know, from like today or paying for it? How long will it take for me to be able to start using, you know, like once it's active and able to be on Google and all those things?
Yeah. So remember, as far as the front services, your Google Business Profile is going to be set up for you, right? So we're going to get that going right after. Once we get into day 5 to 7, your dashboard is live. All your directory submissions,
wow, okay,
are live. So that's going to be working for you, right? Day 5 to 7. Now you're going to find yourself at first page placements by day 45. Right. So about a month and a half in, you're in all the areas that we talked about, right? All these areas that we're listing for you, that's going to be your Fort Wayne, Roanoke, Abbott, Dunphy, Rayburn, the ones that we listed, right? So those are going to be your areas of first place placement. Now, in the meantime, what we're doing inside those first 14, we're solidifying our solid digital footprint that we need to get that algorithm to be on that first place placement, right?
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Now, inside those, now, after day 5 to 7, remember we go to 7 to 14. So now your website will be up and running. You'll have that domain. We're going to buy it out for you, build the site. We'll present you with the shell. If there's anything you want changed, altered, any updates, things like that, you just let our web design team know and they'll get those taken care of for you, right? Your Facebook ads will also be getting pumped out no later than day 14 as well.
Okay.
All righty. So now let me get to this voice verification here. All right, so like I was saying, if there's anything you don't understand, just slow me down, Dawson. Hey, Dave, can you explain that to me? And I'll rephrase it just so we make sure we have that understanding before we process or even get the card info, right?
Okay, what's the voice verification thing?
I'm going to read it out to you right now. So basically,
oh, okay,
what we're going to do with this one, it's going to go over the discounted pre-agreement that we have you on, and it's going to let you know the prices, your cancellation terms, kind of what I let you know earlier, that, you know, 3 days before, you know, and you kind of, you agree to them, and once you understand and you agree to them, then we can go forward with working on the transaction, right?
Okay.
Sound fair?
Yep.
Okay. So here we go. Now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Please state the name of your business.
DC Lawn and Landscaping.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
Dawson Searball, and I'm the owner.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. So you are authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now Dawson, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You're going to be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, we do have three options for you. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We can do mother's maiden name.
Okay. What would that be?
Prater, P-R-A-T-E-R.
Okay.
Is that a taco?
All right. Okay, now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, now calls in will come from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts.
You're calling me on 287. What number was that?
Yeah, that's my desk. Yeah, that's my desk. So our 877-635-6225, that's our customer service number.
Okay.
All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
So now your payment for your initial term and account setup will be charged today on May 6, 2025 in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. However, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, all you do is you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, please keep in mind that Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, great. So it's as simple as that. When it comes down to our voice verification, we do send this one out to you with your invoice. That way you have it on file and writing. All right. So now we can go ahead and move on. Now, Dawson, what's your last name?
Excuse me 1 second. Cearball. Cearbaugh.
Okay, Cearball. Got it. All right. And the billing address?
The billing address is 1181 Vernon with a V Street, Wabash, Indiana. 46992.
Okay. Now are we using a Master, Visa, Amex?
MasterCard.
Okay. Go ahead when you're ready.
All right, the card number is 5196-5400-0002-8819.
Yes. I'm going to read that one back to you because it exits out. That was a lot of zeros. So okay. Let's get it. I have 5196-5400-0002-8819.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Expiration?
January of 28.
January 28. And CVV?
862.
Okay, let me update that one. Now, can I get a good email address for you?
It would be my last name and then first name at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and get this scheduled for us. gmail.com. All right, just bear with me while I get this one scheduled for this.
All right.
Okay. Okay. And for the email, you said it was last name first or first name? And then Dawson Searball at Gmail?
It is Searball Dawson at gmail.com.
Yeah, Searball Dawson. Right. There's Rob Dawson. Yeah. Update that one. Just putting in all our information here for hours of operation, all that good stuff. All right, now your calendar invite's about to go out to you.
Okay.
All right, 260-241-7774. Okay. All right, so the way this one works is actually you're going to be good for 7 today, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm putting you down right now, and I'm about to send that out.
Okay.
So I'll be calling you back in about 2 hours, and usually it'll be with either Nikki Evan or maybe Spencer. They will be our onboarding agent, but I'll introduce you to them so that way, you know, you verify it's us, all that good stuff, and then I'll go ahead and leave you guys to that one. So that one just went out right now. You should be receiving that one shortly. Now, I'm also going to send you over your initial invoice with some terms and conditions. It's pretty much what we just went over with our voice verification. You can just check those boxes and send that one over to us. That'd be great so that we're ready for that onboarding. And for right now, we're all done. We'll be back on the phone here in about 2 hours, right? So that way we get you taken care of.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, Dawson. Absolutely. I'll be the first one to welcome you to Local Splash. I'm excited you were able to fill our slot here, and let's get to work.
All right, thank you.
Absolutely. All right, well, bye-bye for now, and you'll be hearing from me in a few.
All right, sounds good. We'll see you here in a few.
All right, Dawson. Sounds like a plan. Bye for now.
Yeah, bye.